Welcome back to the Deep Dive. This is where we take the source material you send our way. Could be research, an article, maybe just a key piece of info, and, well, we distill it down. Pure knowledge, that's the goal. So today we're doing something a little different. The source isn't academic. It's actually a very focused excerpt about the services, the claims of a specific Toronto astrologer.
Right. And our mission here, it's not really about judging astrology itself, but looking at the claims, how they're structured.
Exactly. How is guidance packaged? How are solutions presented in a way that connects with people who feel, you know, overwhelmed by big life choices?
That's the lens, yeah. We're unpacking the actual words they use,
right,
the different services offered, the overall promises being made in this material. It's like, yeah, looking at the architecture of the knowledge they're selling.
And you, our listener, you gave us material that jumps right in. No messing around.
Straight to the point.
Yeah. The core positioning is immediate. This isn't just an astrologer. They're positioned as the best astrologer in Toronto.
Big claim.
And it comes with this guarantee: accurate predictions and trusted guidance. I mean, that really sets the expectations sky high from the start, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And think about why. It tackles the biggest fear a potential client has: uncertainty.
Right. If you're looking for help with major life stuff,
you need to trust the source. Calling yourself the best and promising accurate predictions, well, that builds authority fast. It gives a baseline of reliability. It sort of justifies why they're a specialist.
Okay, let's dig into that specialist identity more. Because the material doesn't just say it once. It uses expert, guru, and specialist. Why all three? Why not just stick with one strong title?
Well, it's actually quite clever, I think. Those terms, they build trust from slightly different angles. It makes the offering feel more robust, maybe harder to be skeptical about.
How so?
Well, expert suggests technical skill, right? Like, they know the charts, the transits, the calculations, the sort of hard skills.
Okay, the mechanics of it.
Yeah. Then specialist implies focus, that they're not generalists. They're dialed into your specific, maybe complex problem. Tailored service.
Got it.
But adding guru, that elevates it, doesn't it? It moves beyond just technical skill into a kind of spiritual or deeper wisdom.
Ah, so it implies a more holistic understanding.
Exactly. It suggests they can tackle the problem from all sides, the technical, the practical, maybe even the metaphysical. It appeals to different needs, competence, focus, and, well, comprehensive wisdom.
That makes a lot of sense. It covers the bases. If you're not sure about the prediction part, maybe the guru aspect resonates more.
Or vice versa. It gives every potential client a hook.
So let's shift to the ultimate goal stated. It's not just about getting insights. The service aims to provide doable answers for peace, prosperity, and happiness. I mean, that's the trifecta, right?
The ultimate package deal, yeah.
But if the goal is that big peace, prosperity, happiness, does that make the guidance maybe too vague to be actually useful?
See, that's where the phrasing is smart again. The goal is huge, universal desires.
Yeah.
But the delivery mechanism is specific. Doable answers.
Ah, doable.
That word transforms it.
Yeah.
It shifts from just, say, philosophical prediction into something more like practical consulting.
Okay.
So thinking bigger picture, the client isn't just buying a forecast of their fate. They're looking for an intervention, something to do.
Right. They want action.
Exactly. By promising actionable, doable steps, the guidance becomes less of a passive thing you receive and more of an active tool for achieving that better life.
Yeah.
It taps into that deep motivation. People don't just want to know what happens. They want to know, what should I do about it?
And it's crucial, isn't it, that this isn't presented as generic advice. The source really highlights customized astrological services.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
That personalization seems key. It reinforces that these doable answers aren't off the shelf. They're meant for you, your chart, your problems.
Personalization is absolutely foundational in this kind of service. Think about it. When the stakes are high, generic advice feels worthless, almost insulting.
True.
The promise of customization, it validates the person's unique struggles or uncertainty. It says, yes, your messy situation is seen, and it's being addressed individually by this expert guru specialist.
Okay. So let's narrow the focus now to the specific areas they claim to help with. The source material is very clear. Guidance is offered in what you could call the three big categories of adult anxiety: marriage, career, and love.
And that selection is, well, it's spot on, isn't it? It shows a real understanding of the market's main pain points.
You think so?
Absolutely. If you look at the major stressors people face, these three are consistently the heavy hitters.
Yeah, I could see that.
Love and marriage, that covers our core relationships, intimacy, stability, basically personal fulfillment.
Right.
And career, that's financial security, sure, but also identity, accomplishment, our place in the world, our livelihood.
So when someone's struggling with, say, two or even all three,
they feel completely adrift, utterly overwhelmed. Offering expert guidance across this specific triad means they're addressing the very foundation of someone's life structure.
I was struck by how specific it was. It feels like they're saying, we know exactly where you feel powerless.
Precisely. And we have a way to simplify these overwhelming choices. They aren't just offering to solve little issues. They're promising to help restructure your foundation for, you know, stability and happiness.
Which ties back to why that specialist title feels earned in their narrative. They're specializing in what matters most to people.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's the why and the what. Let's move to the how, because this is where it gets quite interesting. And the services seem to go beyond just a standard reading.
Right, it's not just interpretation.
The source lists three distinct tools or interventions. First, the one you'd expect, horoscope readings. Pretty standard.
Mm-hmm, the baseline.
But then it gets more prescriptive, more action-oriented with the second and third services.
Yes, and this is probably part of their unique selling point, what sets them apart. They offer Vastu guidance and spiritual solutions.
Vastu guidance? Tell us more about that. How does it fit with astrology?
It's fascinating because Vastu shifts the focus. It moves from the, let's say, abstract influence of planets and stars
right.
to the very concrete, tangible influence of your immediate physical environment, your home, your office.
Like feng shui.
Similar concept, yeah. Vastu is a traditional Indian system about architecture, spatial geometry, directional alignments, all aimed at harmonizing energy flow within a space.
So the message is kind of, your problems aren't just fated in your stars. They might literally be in the layout of your living room.
That's a great way to put it, exactly. By adding Vastu, the service implies that changing your destiny isn't just about understanding cosmic timing. It's also about optimizing your environment, exercising your free will through physical changes.
So it makes the astrologer seem more like a holistic life improvement consultant.
Precisely. Addressing both timing and structure, fate and environment.
And then the third tool, spiritual solutions. This sounds potentially broad. What might that cover?
It usually acts as a way to address deeper issues. Things that maybe the horoscope or Vastu don't directly fix. Think karmic patterns, energetic blockages, things preventing peace or prosperity that aren't purely astrological or environmental.
So like rituals or specific practices?
Could be, yeah. Specific rituals, maybe pujas, mantras, remedial measures, energetic clearings. It's often about correcting non-physical imbalances.
Okay. So combining all three, astrology for timing and prediction, Vastu for optimizing the physical environment,
right,
and spiritual solutions for deeper energetic or karmic stuff.
It creates a really compelling package, doesn't it? It tells the potential client, look, we've got every angle covered. Whatever your block is, fate, your house design, deep karma, we have a tool for it.
That layering definitely supports that specialist claim. They're not just interpreting, they're prescribing actions on multiple levels.
Yes, it implies a much more active intervention strategy.
Now, let's get to the conclusion in the source material. It's powerful. It leaves the reader with a very clear call to action and a huge promise. The goal is to help you change your destiny right now.
That phrase, right now, it's potent.
Extremely. That promise of immediate actionable change, that's a big draw, surely.
Huge. Think about the mindset of someone struggling intensely with marriage, career, or love. There's often a deep sense of urgency.
You don't want to wait years for things to get better.
Exactly. You don't necessarily want a 5-year plan for spiritual growth. You want relief. You want action that makes a difference now. This change your destiny right now speaks directly to that need.
It contrasts sharply with a lot of self-help ideas that emphasize slow, gradual progress.
It does. It suggests that guidance is so targeted, so effective, that putting it into practice yields immediate results, or at least an immediate shift in direction. It gives back a sense of agency, control over things that felt fated or just stuck.
So wrapping up the message from the source. This individual, positioned as Toronto's most respected astrologer, isn't just selling predictions, they're selling tangible pathways, these doable answers that are claimed to lead directly to peace, prosperity, and happiness.
Right. It makes getting this specialized guidance feel less like an option and more like an urgent necessity for fixing your life.
The whole value proposition is built around concrete solutions and comprehensive coverage.
Absolutely. Solution delivery is the core promise.
And as always, the source material you sent included the practical details for anyone wanting to look into this specific service further. The website listed is astrologerakshaitana.com. That's AstrologerAshaykNNA.com.
Okay.
And if direct contact is needed, the email provided in the source is masterakshakana2999@gmail.com.
Got it.
And finally, there's a phone number listed as well. +1-647-229-2199.
Good to have those details.
So just to quickly recap our deep dive today, we look at a source describing a highly specialized astrology service claiming top status in Toronto. It targets the critical life areas, marriage, career, love, and it uses a varied toolkit. Customized readings, yes, but also Vastu guidance and spiritual solutions.
Right, the three-pronged approach.
And the whole thing is framed around delivering doable answers for immediate destiny change. That's the core pitch.
Which brings us to a final thought for you, the listener. The value proposition here really emphasizes speed and specificity, doable answers to change things right now.
Yeah.
So when you hear that kind of promise, maybe you need to ask yourself, what am I actually buying here? Is it a quick fix, maybe for symptom relief? Or is it a genuine investment in tools for fundamental long-term change?
Mm-hmm. Interesting distinction.
When you're trying to simplify those really overwhelming life choices, mm-hmm. what's the real trade-off between the appeal of immediacy and the potential value of maybe a slower, more sustained solution?
Yeah.
Thinking about that difference, that's maybe the key insight from unpacking this knowledge structure.
Definitely some food for thought there. Okay, that's all the time we have for this deep dive into the material you shared. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll catch you next time.